Welcome to Mr. Predictor. We've got plenty of exciting cricket to look forward to this week, but just a little bit of a pat on the back, I suppose. We didn't do too badly last week between us.
I think we did exceptionally well, predicted all the games correctly.
Good stuff. Well, we've set ourselves some high standards there, and we're going to start with the first one-day international between New Zealand and South Africa at Centurion. South Africa are the favourites. They are 9-4 on New Zealand, 7-4 against. What are your thoughts going into this one?
What a great 2020 series that was. One apiece. So going into the one-day series, not much to pick between the two sides. But I'm going to go for New Zealand, I think. They're going to take it again to the Proteas and get a result.
I mean, if we get anything like the drama we had when these two teams met in the World Cup semi-final, I think we'll be very lucky. I'm going to go with South Africa. I went for them to win the first 2020. Home advantage, I think they'll settle quick, and New Zealand's still maybe missing a few too many players for the first game. So I'm going to go for South Africa to get off the mark first.
OK, I'll accept that.
Moving on then, we've got the Ashes, fifth and final test. We know England have won the Ashes. I certainly didn't predict this, but the series continues at the Oval. England are 5-4, Australia 33-20, and the draw is 13-4. Al, you're going to be there on the second day, and you're looking forward to that, I'm sure, but who's going to win?
Well, I didn't predict the complete capitulation of the Australians during this Ashes series. I predicted a close win by England, but I can't see Australia coming back from where they are. And I foresee and predict another England win.
Yeah, they've had another great week, have they? You know, struggling against the Northamptonshire, wasn't their first team. So, yeah, I'm going to go with an England win as well, which would make it 4-1, which would be quite remarkable.
I think from the outset, there weren't many people who would actually have predicted a 4-1 when I went 2-1 with a much closer series, really.
I went 2-1 Australia, so perhaps the less said about that, the better. Let's move on then to the final game we're going to look ahead to this week. It's the second test between Sri Lanka and India in Colombo. Let's have a quick look at the odds. Sri Lanka 37-20. The draw is 6-4. India 11-5. And Al, Sri Lanka's winning the first test, one of the great turnarounds, certainly of the year, perhaps of all time. And you predicted Sri Lanka win, so I'm going to let you go first on this one.
Yeah, I mean, I predicted Sri Lanka win, but I didn't expect it halfway through the test match because they were nowhere and, you know, India were really in the driving seat. So I don't know what happened to India, but they self-destructed and Sri Lanka won.
So what's going to happen this time? That's a brilliant resume of the first test. Who's going to win this one?
Well, who knows? I think India didn't play well, so I expect them to play a lot better in the second test match and maybe put one over on the home side.
I kind of agree with you. I think India can't perform that badly again. They brought Stuart Binney into the squad. He may well just give them a little bit more balance. But I think the confidence that Sri Lanka will take from that first test will actually result in a little bit of a stalemate, possibly a little bit of rain around, and I'm actually going to go for a draw. With both these sides playing their very best, I think they're very hard to split, so I'm going to go with the draw. So plenty of exciting career this week, Al. Thank you very much for your time, and bye for now.